15th of February 2021, my name is Teresa and this is Gideon's Randomly Generated Nonsense episode number 2. Let's get to it with today's topic, bread loaf secrets. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care. Here's a secret, even the worst home-baked bread is better than most bought bread. If you are too afraid to dip in yeast bread, the beer bread becomes so bad that it forgets the yeast, because beer, like baking soda, is left to the baking soda. I cut a terrible loaf, toast it with fresh croutons, make a baked breakfast pudding and bake it in the oven. This is a super, simple recipe, and it is made with just a few simple ingredients, so it will work with almost any beer you have at hand. You probably won't want to buy a packet of bread again, so try it yourself and try it with your favorite beer, or even with every beer you've drunk. Every bread is slightly different, and sometimes crushing garlic disturbs the yeast and the bread does not rise as high, or sometimes the addition of cheese makes it slightly moist. Making the dough from scratch, kneading it with your hands and patiently letting it rise and bake is both immensely relaxing and exciting. These breads bring so much joy to bake and eat, but they are also a bit of a nuisance. Many baking dishes need greasing because they are already hot when you put the dough in. I don't have a recipe for this add-in, but in the comments you can find all the tips people have left there. If you have never cooked with gluten-free flour, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, and if you haven't, you should definitely try it. If the temperature in the oven is too hot or too cool when the bread comes in, you will end up with a thick loaf. This depends greatly on the type of bread you bake, the frying pan you use and the size of the loaf. Read the recipe carefully and follow the baking instructions carefully. If you are worried about overbaking, check your bread before baking to make sure it is not overdone. Exercise these 16 bread baking tips to make a beginner's loaf of wholemeal bread and you have a pro, who instantly looks like bread in the oven. Use these new skills and practice with your friends, family and colleagues, workers at home and at work. Get a feel for the dough in your hands and look at the finished bread. Only after you have actually baked the bread will you learn more about the best artisanal breads that come out of the oven. Most frozen bread dough is made from white flour, although you can buy wholemeal bread dough. If you bake homemade bread with wholemeal flour, you will achieve the same results as if you use wholemeal flour in your frozen bread dough. The additives in these dough are often baked in and often added with extra vital wheat gluten to give the bread spring and increase the lightness of the loaf. Frozen bread dough is the secret you need to know whether you just want a light, fluffy loaf or a thick, thick loaf of bread. Sourdough bread holds good, no matter in which way you knead it or what kind of water, flour or yeast you use. Ultimately, the secret is how to change the variables, understand the product, and have confidence in yourself and your ability to experiment and experiment. Do your research and don't hesitate to ask your local bread community for a better loaf. You will soon realize that with each step of making a good sourdough recipe, you determine how long you mix it, how much salt you use, what steps of the recipe you need to look for, and what additional time or two is needed to bring it up to standard. If you think that yeast bread recipes are forever, this post is not for you, but sooner or later you will be a master of your craft. There are bread secrets that you should use when baking bread, which will always give you consistent results. There are more secrets, but these will make your bread the envy of your friends and family, and they will ask it again and again, and again. Like everything you try in the kitchen, a successful bread is more important than the quality of the bread itself. If you check your bread dough, you will end up with smaller breads that are denser and have less volume. There will be bigger holes in the bread, the crust will be misshapen and you will end up with a loaf of bread where your crust has separated from the rest of the bread. A quick and easy way to check if your homemade bread is ready is to tap its tip with the characteristic hollow sound. However, the foolproof method to ensure a perfectly baked bread is to use a thermometer and check it every 30 minutes for a few minutes. This was Bread Loaf Secrets, by Gideon's Randomly Generated Nonsense and this was episode number 2. My name is Teresa Barnes, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care.